Hey, y'all. Thank you so much.
Radio.
Hey, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to the quantumawakening.com. And we are going to talk about the year 2017 with just lifting the veil of time, just a smidgen, before these energies line up. And because this frequency is just too much for my little old self by myself, I've brought along a nice goddess named Stacy Howard. And Stacy has traveled the world to many of the Magdalen sites and the power sites, and I needed her codes to help me line up this frequency. And it takes two or more to align with these energies at this time. Correct, Stacy?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so we're going to talk about 2017. So y'all just sit down and breathe in the light. Ask your body just to fill with everything that's good and goddess and glittery and prosperous and healthy. See every cell in your being coming to a point of fullness, filling itself with light and love and all those things that you miss. Just take a deep breath and do this. Even if you're driving, let the angels drive for a minute. I thank y'all for tuning in, and we're going to talk about some of the energy frequencies right off the bat. We're going to talk about 2017 and what that means in a vibrational code. Now, the frequencies of 2017 are asking us to take our singularity, our humanness, and move that into a portal of choice and a portal of possibility. But we do this alone. And what we're doing is we're trying to engage all of the pieces of our authentic self and bring them together into a place and a person and a soul light that we can be proud of. Not your parents, not your friends, not your kids, but you are proud of what you have become at any point in light. And this year is also a year about conversion. Conversion is a 10 frequency. It's a binary number. And it asks you to take all the energy of your life, every frequency that you own, every item, every thought you put into that frequency, every dollar, every ounce of energy you put into acquiring it, and then allow that to shift if you want it. In other words, it's not going to be a year of stuff. It's going to be a year of conversion and shifting to a place where you are more comfortable in your skin, in your life, and in what you plan to do the next step of your journey. How do you feel about that, Stacy?
I definitely feel like it's a time to embrace our light because we've been through this, we're going through this massive clearing. And it's almost like everything's stuck trying to get out of the birth canal.
And we want to cancel clear that.
And we, yes.
Nobody wants to be stuck in
cancel
any birth
clear.
Canal. Okay.
But we're born this new baby new year, but more than that, it's our light frequencies. We're clearing so much that our light can shine so much brighter.
Exactly. And that's also what you've got one day of this 999er energy to finish the clearing. And that clearing is whether you're calling in the Lords of Karma to clear all your old trash, relationships, family stuff, or you're just actually doing a clearing in your home. The energy of clearing asks you to come to action. It is a call to action. And it's not something to think about. It's something to do. Because there's new opportunities opening up. And when they do, it's time for us to be ready for them. Because they'll be fleeting. Just a fleeting second. Now, we all know that they're about to change time, right? They're going to give us one more second. And that, my friends, is going to shift us dimensionally. There is a weakness in membranes around the earth, around the humanness, around the inner earth. And there's a doorway that opens up like a Halloween, a veil between the worlds. And we are going to be asked to take out the trash, out that part of our cellular membrane, what no longer serves us, but to do it in the most honorable of way. And earlier, Stacey and I were talking about adipose tissue and the energy of all the emotions that we have kept and held on to and not said out loud because we were ladies or goddesses or trained better than that in the old time. So every emotion in your body is also asking you to let it go, to love it. And what we've been talking about is to say, whatever the emotion or the energy you held back by eating a whatever it was, healthy or not, okay, trying to stuff the emotion down, we ask that it now be blessed and released for its highest good elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Correct, Stacey?
Yes.
So the energy of what we held on to. Now, there's a wives' tale that says you have to be heavier to be a channel, but I'm not receiving that anymore, as I've done told Stacey. In 2017, there'll be a new rule. That old rule will be redacted for sure. So it's the energy of loving yourself enough to let go of all those emotions you held on to. Now, for y'all that are a little bit lighter in the body energy, there's a part of you that's starving for something else, and you don't allow yourself to have it. So this is a year of not filling the senses in a way that we normally would, but by drinking in like a hummingbird in the nectar what we really need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this is not going to come from anybody else, is it?
No.
We'd like it to, because we were programmed for that night on the white horse with the coming to rescue us. But we are the rescuers, and that is our truth at this point in time and this point in energy.
And we rescue ourselves with love.
With love. And that is love in every inch of you. All right. Every time you say, I don't love this or that or the next thing of your body, then you are not loving your divinity, all right? And that causes disease and dis-ease in your body and lowers your immune system as well. Now, nobody's going to fix us. We'd like for someone to fix us, okay, if it was that easy. And earlier when we were drinking a cup of coffee and we were talking about what we were going to talk about, I said to Stacey, I wonder who the goddess of 2017 will be. And when we're facing each other, and I realized that we answered my question, is that we are the goddesses of 2017. And I said to her, just imagine yourself as the most beautiful, authentic goddess you can be. And that is who the goddess of 2017 will be. So no matter what your age, we're all going to strive to become better and live in the most honorable valor way, even if we don't see that around us, correct?
Yes, and that will carry throughout time and space.
Exactly. So we are the vortices, girls and boys, and there is no turning back, and you can't dumb up for this next energy. You can hide in your house, you can hide in your hollow or your mountain, but that energy will find you, I guarantee it, all right? Now, when we talk about time, we are in dimensional flux. And right now there is a merging, as I said, a weakness in all dimensions, whether it's our own energy field, whether it's Earth or inner Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have been getting inner Earth messages, have they not?
Yeah.
So some of them I agree with, some of them I don't agree with, but I don't know anything really. So the energy of inner Earth, I've been trying to address with different lava frequencies that held to the very end. Before I go to Tucson. So the energy of lava, I used to be afraid of. I lived in Hawaii, and I had past lives about having to walk on lava, the original walking on coals, to save my life as a child. So I did have some lava issues. And I'm a fire sign, and lava runs into water usually, so it causes a big fizzle. So it had to do with me addressing my own inner earth lava energy as well. And I'm sure, like most of us, We've been thrown into a lava pit or two because we were princess and being sacrificed.
And there have been a lot of fire initiations.
Exactly, and especially the Smoky Mountains, the fire initiation, the sweat lodge, the smoke, and smoke triggers and activates past lives. So we've got one day to finish the clearing. And you can ask the Lords of Karma to come in and ask them to clear all these energies that you wish through all time, all space, known and unknown, up into the present. And do your best to release. We've done Halloween. We've done, I'm thinking about that veil being thin. Yeah. We've done prayer balloons and put in 2017 what we are asking to become or asking to receive. Not stuff, but the betterness that we are inside. Because in order for us to move up this ladder of energy, all right, we have to embrace our common denominator, our flock.
Our flock mentality.
We have to give a flock, okay? And a lot of us have the same heart, the same star alignment, the same truths. Even though we live 50 miles away or 100, 200 miles away, we are forever connected. So the flock energy means that it's hard to do it by yourself, and you need to gather together to support each other energetically, even if you never say a word.
Yes, tap into your energetic network.
Exactly, okay. And you can do that long distance psychically. Like, I'm horrible at answering texts mentally and not doing it physically, when I really think I did, but I did not.
Yes.
All right. The fine line between what we think and what we do and what we want to do is all merging together. So the timelines are changing, and that we will immediately address the energy of the second that time is being
that
given.
That extra second that we're being given.
By the atomic clock in Colorado, a very interesting place energetically that does try to disturb what your truth may become or is. So 1 second we think, oh, that's not much. But 1 second we are being manipulated into a different timeline, literally, in case you don't know. But 1 second has been shown to me that is 1 billion nanoseconds. So we have been given 1 billion opportunities in this one random second we are given. How are you going to spend your billion nanoseconds in that 1 second of time that we think is obsolete? So the timelines are putting a strain on us, and we don't really know who we are. Kind of like Alice in Wonderland or Gulliver, stretched between two worlds. We try to keep aligned in our everyday world, but we know a part of us is soaring, okay, in the positive energy of that. And we are moving up psychically and energetically to new platforms of frequency.
Yes.
So, all right, we took a bunch of notes. Okay, we got to talk about the rooster. Oh, my gosh. The universe, I swear this is the comedy dimension for sure. This is the year of the rooster coming up, the Chinese New Year. And you know the rooster is a redhead with the bad hair on the top. And it's kind of cocky. And it's the cock of the walk. And it's very aligned with everything politically. But as goddesses, we will tune in to the best, because within every darkness there lives a light.
Yes.
So even in the red-headed rooster that pushes all our buttons, all right, there is going to be a light. Now, first we talked about, Stacey, interrupt me if you need to. First we talked about the rooster and Peter, biblically.
Yes.
Okay, about the
three. The cock crowing three times.
Okay, exactly. And the acknowledgement or not. Are you ready to stand up for your truth without fear of being criticized, burned at the stake, or cut up in little pieces, cancel, clear, and all of that? It's a year where we have to stand up for what we believe is truth, no matter what giant we are standing up against.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the other energy is the red is on top of the rooster. So the crown and the red, the root and the crown, merge. There's a marrying of colors going on. And I do truly believe that we dimensionally are going to see new colors within the rainbows or within the spectrums of the sky or within our own ocular vision. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this also is the energy of, in the Zoroaster belief system, okay, The rooster symbolizes victory of light over darkness. And hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Okay. If that is a truth, I will take it no matter what headed rooster is running the country.
Absolutely.
Okay. This is the energy of luck. Okay. Also dressing the best that you know how to change your style. Okay. To make it a little bit more flowing. To love who you are no matter what bulge is here or there. Okay, it's the energy of dressing as if God's coming to dinner.
Ooh, I like that.
All right, and I always clean my house when I have a goddess gathering as if Christ is coming. Okay, so it's the energy of who's coming to dinner. All right, this is the frequency of saying that your luck is about to change no matter what your astrological chart is saying, mm-hmm. or your astrological sign or your Chinese sign. All right, this is the frequency of saying you make your own luck, all right? Give yourself a mantra, all right? Like my mantra, they had me do this yesterday, and I forgot to even tell Stacy this. You know, Lucky Lady Lawson, that's my husband.
Oh,
okay? And I renamed my car that because, you know what? Luck is a living presence, and we need to call to it. So this is the energy of asking that that blessing come forth.
Mm-hmm.
And the rooster represents that as well, okay? Now, the energy of the rooster can be button pushing. It's very male, very dominant, very much wants you to look at it, okay? And it may make you look at parts of yourself that are a little bit too cocky, we may say, and pushy, all right? And as we become stronger goddesses, unfortunately, we have to ooze a little bit more testosterone. And that is not always easy for us goddesses to wear, all right? Because we want to be softer. We don't want to be manly, but there's times we're called upon to do our own things. And if we didn't have each other to help us lug 50-pound bags of feed together or hay things or what we need a man to do, and we have to do it on our own, then we would not be able to deal with this energy. So I think that we can deal with it.
And I think part of the clearing energy we're going through now is allowing us to let that flow without judgment and unite the masculine and the feminine in ourselves. Before we were talking about as above, so below as well, and how we're the intersection between the infinity symbol, between the stars.
Yeah, we are the lips, literally, of outer earth and inner earth. And as we talked about earlier, inner earth scares me a little bit because I know there's a lot going on in there. And it's like outer earth, everything doesn't get along. So I think some hairs rise on me sometimes when I think about that. And I know about the beings from Mount Shasta, and they're a little intimidating. So, you know, we ask that we be able to receive this inner earth truth as well as the outer earth truth, you know, in a softer way. Because mm-hmm. I don't know about you, Stacey, but I need some softer teachings.
Yes. Okay. And I think pink energy has been pink, loving. Rose quartz energy has been really important through this clearing process. And, you know, it's like the best aspects of ourselves can emerge in the new year and just blossom through using that love and that pink.
Even though we energy. May not see it in our world.
Yes.
We've got to
absolutely.
Feel it in us. You know what? Think about all those cherry trees in D.C., they're all stagnant all year long. And 2016's been a really weird year for everybody. And we've been stagnant. But within that stagnant energy is the DNA to bloom. And that's what we're calling upon in 2017, is that we have the DNA to bloom, that we want to become our very best, mm-hmm. a best representative of grace, of honor, of softness, of the goddess in ways, even in the grocery store, that you represent that being, whether you're at lunch, whether you're at the movies, whether you're just traveling, you represent her in every rest stop from here to Florida. And that is who we ask to become, and that we don't have to be the old hag to beat them upside the head to get the truth across. We don't have to be a Bible thumper, because I believe in all spiritual script. And we don't have to push anybody to believe us. We just have to be a lighthouse and a representative of the light and the goddess to us. And the goddess doesn't mean any religion or any knowing. It just represents the very best that we know how to be.
Yeah.
Okay. And when I was a little girl, we lived in California. We lived right next to a canyon, and across the canyon was some interesting hospitals. I won't go into it. And there was always earthquakes. And recently here in Tennessee, we've had two earthquakes, and your body shakes to feel the energies that are released. But I took a piece of coal, and I buried it in our front yard in California when I think I was 7 years old. And I knew it was going to become a diamond. And I was going to come back there when I was all grown up and get that big old diamond out of there. But I want you to understand that that's kind of the motto for the year, that a diamond is just a piece of coal that's done good under pressure. We've all done good under pressure. So we are all becoming diamonds in the rough. Now, you know, it depends on who you want to faucet you, and if you want to be fauceted at all. Do you want an angle, or you just want to be raw and beautiful? You know, there's a part of us that have that Lady Godiva energy where we like to ride a horse naked on the beach, okay? I mean, at least letting that wild part of us out this next year, let her out and play. You know, they say if you keep on dancing, you'll never grow old. And we try and do that at all our goddess gatherings, just to bump and have a good time, just to dance and laugh at each other and make fun of each other, because that's what it's all about, is just loving each other through the shifts and the changes. Okay.
Yes, and all the reconfigurations and transformations.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay, now we got some eclipses coming up in 2017. I'm not going to go into them a lot, but I'll just go into some of them. We've got, what do I do with my notes? Okay, we've got eclipses February 10th, I believe,
mm-hmm.
and February 26th, something like that. Okay, this last year as well as this year has to do with the Leo Aquarian energy. We are going through a drop, kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. We are being scrubbed every barnacle off of us. We are being forced to be shiny when we thought we were rusty, okay? And that goes for Aquarians, your moon sign, your whatever. If you have any energy in that, understand that you will go through a polishing. And polishings aren't always easy, okay? So as we move into Aquarius, this frequency will be after the Tucson show, after the new crystals have been birthed in the United States. And I think that will help amplify that energy. It also is the frequency of both water and air, all right? So we may have some interesting water and air effects coming up. Now, in August, they're calling for August 21st, which is the solar, full solar eclipse, I believe, to be the most potent one. But I'm telling you, sisters, it's going to be 8-8, all right? And it's going to be 2017, so it makes it an 8. This is a doorway that's going to allow you entrance into particles or part of our beings that we won't even need until that frequency, okay?
Right.
And that doorway opening up. And once again, as above, so below, okay? The frequency of the 8. Even when I dance around the house and listen to the music, and I try and do the configuration of the 8, both sideways and front, okay, to house that energy inside of me. All right, so that I can loosen up anything that's still stuck.
Yeah.
All right, so walking, splashing, moving, any frequency like that. Now, I'm going to say it out loud, and I haven't said it before, all right, and I'm not sure on the exact dates of it.
Mm-hmm.
Could you pull a calendar up for me, Stacey?
Sure.
Okay. I have been called to host a Crystalline Goddess Conclave 2017. Go to September.
This is September.
Okay. And it's going to be in Mount Ida, Arkansas. I've already rented the place. It can house 25 people on, I think, a couple of acres, 5 acres, right by the water. And it's going to be September 29th, 30th, and the 1st, or 28th, 29th, 30th. We're going to do a crystal dig. It's not all the way organized. I just got the place done, and there's a big fire pit. It's right by the holy crystalline lake Cochita, and the energy up there is a very powerful frequency. There's ley lines of crystal all underneath there. Now, y'all know, if you know me, that I haven't been moved to get anything from Mount Ida
mm-hmm. for years.
Years. I've gone there to buy. My husband and I have drove there. People wouldn't answer their doors. So I just figured it was closed down. But what the universe has told me to do is to unite the crystalline goddess there, to bring her presence into the mines, into the water. Up until now, it's mostly been male gatherings.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I know many of those men, from William Henry to Standing Elk to lots of famous people. But the goddess is going to bring the softness to the pristine sharpness of the crystalline frequency. She's going to imbue it with a pink hue. My husband and I mined crystals out there 24 years ago, and we got our wedding license in Mount Ida. And we mined twin flames. And I think we were at the Coleman mine at the time. And each one was a clear, and the other one was a dark.
Wow.
It had magnesium within it. And we were the light and the dark at that particular time. And it was a divine marriage, so I didn't get to pick them. But it's the frequency of, we're going to imbue the earth and the water there. And I promise you, we'll have the Peruvian vessels there. We'll have the crystal bowls there. We'll have beautiful goddesses there. We'll have everything that you need and the land to do it as well. So that is my first official invite. I haven't said it out loud yet. Yeah. And we will move the energies there. Now, anything you need to say, Stacey?
I was just saying that that's also going to be really good preparation, the work we do in Arkansas for the energetic doorway that's coming on 10.
Exactly. And I don't know. Many, many people are profound, more profound than I am, and they know the doorways are opening up. Sometimes I don't know until 30 seconds before the darn thing opens. Okay, so I'm not saying I have all the answers, and really I don't want all the answers. Cancel clear on that. But when you have the answers, you have a great responsibility. And your responsibility makes you stand in your truth. And recently, most of you do know this, Stacey and I went to Florida for the 11/11. We went to Bach Towers there. And all through there, I took the Peruvian whistling vessels there. And all through there, we were escorted finally until the Carnelian Towers, which are pink marble. And there was the most magical Fibonacci spiral wedding at the bottom of the tower.
Yes.
And
the most Native American flute playing.
The Native American flute playing. And there was a druid marrying two people in a binding ceremony. And it was the most beautiful proof of the light. They got married on 11/11 at 11/11. And all their relatives in the Fibonacci spiral, ignore the noise behind you, all the relatives of the Fibonacci spiral didn't know what the heck was going on. And they bound their wrists so thick, every single person blessed them. And so, of course, what do? I look at Stacey and say, you got a gift in your purse? She says, yeah. I says, you know what we got to do, girl? She says, nope. And we crashed through the bushes, and we stood at the very end of the Fibonacci spiral, and we gifted the married couple. And their eyes were so big, and they didn't know what we were going to do to them. And the druid tried to take them away, and I said, no, no, we have to give them a gift. And so we gave them the most wonderful gift. We gave them a heart and an angel and a sacred geometry.
Yes, an ornament with
a
the,
sacred
with
geometry
the
ornament
flower of
that,
life in it.
That Stacey made. And then we left. And our heart felt so complete because the last time I was there was a wedding of light and dark, and this time it was Fibonacci. So all of our love just went out to the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And there was so much love there, and our hearts were so filled with the spirit of love.
Yes. And we actually, in pictures, we saw two Pleiadian crafts above it.
We saw spacecrafts in the pictures. We saw fairies in the tree. We saw pink DNA spirals. Oh, it's just magical. So I want you to embrace the magic of 2017, but you are the one that creates it. Don't look for it to happen outside of yourself.
Right.
Invite it in. Every place I go, whether it's Walmart or whatever, I invite in the magic. I invite in the magic at the trash place. All right? Goddesses are needed everywhere.
Everywhere.
Okay? So I wish you from the bottom and top of my heart the most fabulous of New Year's.
Yes, the most beautifully magical New Year.
And this is Gillian Macbeth and Stacey Howard signing off for 2016, and we'll talk to you again in 2017. TheQuantumAwakening.com.